All right, Fred Norton, Foxborough. Just before we started recording, you were riding pretty well, and all of a sudden it looked up, and you lost a lot of time in a short amount of time, and I'm like, ooh, maybe he hurt himself or bike issue or something else.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any bike issues, didn't fall, didn't do anything crazy. I just kind of all day it's been a little off rhythm for me ever since practice, and I've been trying to get out of that mentality and groove. But I rode well. I was up there in like 12, 13 for quite some time, and then we got the blue flag, and I got way too cautious with that. And both Benny and Cade passed me when that happened, and then I just totally like lost my rhythm. Like totally.
Might have been the time when I was looking at watching you.
Probably. I felt like everything was like, oh shoot, I have a flat or something. I don't know what's going on. But anyways, I tried to get back from that, and it got better. I started gaining on them a little bit at the end, but just not enough to get a pass on them. But overall, you know, I'm happy being the main. 15th is good, but I'm definitely aiming for closer to 10th now, especially since I had that, or was 11th last weekend. So good, but can do better. So looking forward to Denver.
I like this track, but I didn't like the dirt. The dirt was weird, huh?
Yeah, like moon dust, man. It's just like gray. Just mix something, just a little water in there and get some asphalt pretty much. But no, definitely tricky. I kind of always say it, though. It's like it's the same for everyone. So it's at the end of the day, you just got to adapt to it. But yeah, it was a little tricky. But overall, like the track layout was pretty cool. I like that. And yeah, the dirt just it got a little dry. I think it was just hard for them to keep the moisture down, especially with a day race. But they did a good job, though.
We were talking about you on our shows. You've been good lately, getting better. I mean, you had your back injury, missed some races, took a while, but like you're right, kind of back in the swing of things, riding really well lately.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was like round three, my back started hurting, and then I just rode a few races and totally sucked, I felt like. So I'm like, dude, I need to stop. So yeah. I took a couple races off. My back started feeling better. And then, yeah, ever since I got back from that, it's been good. So I'm trying to catch up on practice because I didn't practice anything since the season started pretty much. Like, I practiced like 10 times. So, but yeah, my back's feeling good. So I'm happy about that and having some solid results. So
you've been much more of an outdoor guy than a supercross guy. But, dude, you got a couple close to the top 10s here. Like, yes, there's injuries, but hey, whatever. Like, that's still, you know, you're taking advantage of it. Freddie Norton, top 10 450 supercross guy. Didn't know if I'd ever say that.
Yeah, man. You know, that's what everyone says. Like, oh, you're an outdoor guy. And I'm like, I'm kind of sick and tired of that. I want to be a supercross guy. So, now I'm working on it. The plan is to be a supercross guy, man. I want to ride.
What are you doing for outdoors?
Trying to figure it out. Okay. I'll keep you posted. But
Please do. Thanks, Freddie.
Yeah, thank you.